Okay. So we know the Pizetzer Rebbe was the rabbi of the Warsaw Ghetto. And Baruch Hashem, we found manuscripts from his teachings in the ghetto. And the shul in Widmer, Eish Kodesh, is named after the Sefer, Arun Shmin Tzchus Ufurshim, and Barachtzi Ben Rifkabadi, Abasov Shachal Yisrael. So the first Tisha B'Av that I know about, at least, is the Tisha B'Av in the desert with Meraglim. Meraglim come back, and they're scared out of their heads, and they say, they're so big. And Kolev is a very interesting answer. It's only 5 minutes, don't worry. Kolev, what does Kolev say? Vayas Kolev is a army, quite and al Moshe, Vayomer, Ale Nalev Yerashnu Oso Ki Yucho Nuchola. Chizik Hever, basically, don't worry about the giants, we could do it. Nike, let's do it. Just do it. That's what it is. Says the Pizetz Rebbe. How is this an answer? Why didn't he just try to prove them wrong with his logic and his rationale? Why did he just say, don't worry guys, we could do it? It's like basically someone says, by the way, you know, Iran has a lot of nuclear weapons, but don't worry, we're going to do it. We'll be fine, we'll do it. Like, what? What's going on over here, Mr. Kalev? Says the Pizetzer Rebbe. You can just imagine who he's talking to. He's talking to families who lost their entire lives. They lost their fathers and brothers and sisters and mothers and brothers and aunts and uncles and friends and everything. And this is what he says in the Rabbah, 1940, Parsha Shalach, where we connected to Tisha B'Av because the story of the Meraglim happened on Tisha B'Av night when they came back. There's a Jew has to know, says the Pizetzer Rebbe, that at the end of the day, there's two types of Hashkacha Pratis in the world. It's living al Teva, nature, and the Malamid Teva. Nature was okay, you see a lot of giants there. You're not going to beat them. The Giants are not going to beat the Patriots in the Super Bowl. The Patriots that year did not lose a game. Al Pi Seichel. Al Pi Lamalamid Seichel. Above Seichel is like, no, there's going to be a Plaxico Burris catch touchdown. There's going to be a Lamalamid Teva.
David Tyree
catch on his helmet, which is when Eli was running for 35 seconds and he almost got torn down by one of those big guys in the front. The Malam in the Teva. That's what Kolev was saying. Kolev was saying, stop thinking rationally. Stop thinking with your head. Think with your heart. That a Jew has to believe that a Kodesh Baruch Hu could bring a salvation even when things look very hard and things look very bleak. A Jew has to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can save him no matter what. And specifically when the things look even the most bleak, to think that the Rabbon Hashem could always come, can always save the day. And that's what he says. What does that mean? Kiyucho nuchal, we're able to do it? Stop thinking 1 + 1 is the only way. Stop thinking logically. Because Baruch Hu wants to bring the Yeshua, he could bring the Yeshua. How many times in our lives will we see Yeshua's come from places where we didn't think they would come from? This doctor or that shidduch. We're always thinking that, oh, if it doesn't happen this way, then it's not going to work out. Kadosh Baruch Hu has a plan. If the Chazal tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu is makdim refuah lamaka. Kadosh Baruch Hu always brings the refuah, the cure before he brings the hit. So they had to end off at the Torah from their piece. That's the Rebbe. I think, you know, when you think Tisha B'Av, you think Holocaust. The Rebbe writes in one of his Torahs on Shavuos. He says all the time in Perikatim, right? I put my eyes to the heaven. Where is my helper going to come from? My helper is Hashem who created Shemayim Varetz. That's the Beit Kodesh. That's the Rabbi of the Warsaw Ghetto. He created heaven and earth. He created everything. Why is that the answer? But where is my help going to come from? The God who created heaven and earth. What does heaven and earth have to do with helping? Says the Pizetzer Rebbe. The same way that like Hashem created Hashemayim Baretz with a snap of his fingers. He created heaven and earth like that. He could bring you your salvation like that. Where is my helper going to come from? Ezrim Hashem Osei Hashemayim Baretz. Just like Osei Zoloshin Hova, just like he created Shemayim Ba'aretz very quickly, he can bring you your salvation very quickly. Stop thinking rationally. And I think that's a very big stone in life. Sometimes in life where we don't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in our hand. We don't see how we're going to get out of this pickle and that pickle. Sorry to mention pickles on Tisha B'Av. This guy likes pickles. end of the day, Kadosh Baruch Hu can bring Yeshua, whether it makes sense, whether it doesn't make sense. And that is the message of Tisha B'Av. And that's the message of the rabbi of the Rosh Hashanah was trying to teach the Chevra there and the Chevra now. 2018, when things look dark and bleak, you have to remember, Ezri Meim Hashem Osan Shemaim Varetz. The same God who created Shemaim Varetz with just a snap, he can bring Yeshua to snap with his fingers. And that's what the Kalev was ultimately saying. Kalev is telling the Chevra, stop worrying about the giants, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu could bring the salvation whenever he wants. We should zocha to see Yeshua, so nechamos, and Bez Hashem, be zocha to have Shabbos Nachamu, and Yishlam, and Kodesh, Bez Hashem, and Shabbos Nachamu.